5 with the same accelerate action for gender equality. And this song is indeed bringing the spirit of woman power with the hip-hop EDM touch by Bunga Citra Lestari, or better known here as BKL, and the rapper J-Flow. This song is hopefully wake us up and to celebrate this special day for all women around the world. And this song is also the official song of Asian Games 2018, and that at that time it's hosted by Jakarta and Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia. And when it comes to the International Women's Day commemoration, today's VOI Talk presents that theme about the Women's Day, why women should act now, especially to realize gender equality. So do stay tuned only on Voice of Indonesia, on Indonesia Today, that you can enjoy at voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and special for VOI Talk. We are also available on YouTube channel VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. only in Indonesia.
Tabuk is a religious tradition in West Sumatra. Tabuk aims to welcome the Muharram, the first month of Islamic calendar. The locals will parade the tabuk, a colorful and towering funeral bier made of rattan and bamboo. Tabuk is also commemorates the passing of Prophet Muhammad's grandchildren Hassan and Hussein. This tradition is an acculturation between the people of Tamil and Minang. More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Yang ku dengar saat ini, kau tak lagi dengannya.
Here is quote of the day. One who refuses finding new ways for their no longer productive works are like people squeezing straws for milk. A quote by Buya Hamka. Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, or known as Buya Hamka, was born in Batang River, West Sumatra, Indonesia, on February 17, 1908. He was known as a teacher, writer, historian, journalist, and politician with a great contribution to Indonesia. Buya Hamka's works include Falsafah Hidup, Lembaga Hidup, and The Sinking of Van der Wijk. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Do you know? There is Lingsir Wengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso in Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
Bila kau sanggup untuk melupakan dia, biarkan aku hadir dan menata ruang hati yang tak tertutup lama. Oh, jika kau masih ragu untuk menerima, biarkan hati kecilmu bicara, kan aku yakin kan datang saatnya. Kau jadi bagian hidupku, kau jadi bagian hidupku. Takkan pernah berhenti untuk selalu percaya, walau harus menunggu ribu tahun lamanya. Biarkanlah terjadi, wajar apa adanya. Kecilmu bicara, kan aku yakin kan datang saatnya. Kau jadi bagian hidupku, kau jadi bagian hidupku. Selalu percaya, walau harus menunggu selama apapun itu. Ku akan setia menunggu. Takkan pernah berhenti untuk selalu percaya, walau harus menunggu ribu tahun lamanya. Biarkanlah terjadi, wajar apa adanya, walau harus menunggu ribu tahun.
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners and viewers, March 8 is a special day for someone who plays a key role at home, in a neighborhood, in a country, or and even in this world. That person is woman. And on the occasion of International Women's Day, commemorated every year on March 8, today's VOI Talk presents a theme, Why Women Must Act Now. To address this issue, joining us on today's VOI Talk, the United Nations Women Indonesia representative and liaison to ASEAN, Ms. Ulzi Suren Jamsran. Good morning, Ms. Ulzi Suren.
Good morning, selamat siang. To be here with you. Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for joining us on VOI Talk. And seems like Miss Ulzi, I can call you Miss Ulzi.
Yes, please do.
Okay. Miss Ulzi, Voice of Indonesia, and all of us, especially all women around the world, are so excited for the commemoration of International Women's Day this year. So could you tell us what actually this year's focus of International Women's Day?
So thank you so much, first and foremost, inviting us to this exciting platform and giving us the opportunity to speak directly with all people in Indonesia and beyond the country. So as we speak, we are starting International Women's Day around the whole globe, celebrating the achievements of the global community around Beijing Plus 30, around how we have managed to achieve progresses, but also what are the remaining challenges that were already coined 30 years ago. And this year's major theme is for all women and girls, rights, equality, and empowerment. So that's the topic under which we are entering this month.
Okay, still talking about gender equality and how to accelerate action for it.
Absolutely.
Okay, and when it comes to the obstacles, what do you see as the biggest obstacles to achieving gender equality globally? And how is the United Nations working to speed up progress in this area?
So as we speak, the global community is facing major challenges. And those challenges are, if I start, naming from the recent ones, are global political crisis, climate change. We see lots of challenges actually stemming from this major global, but also then moving to regional and national level hurdles that we've been trying to grapple with for many years. And the main root causes for this continuous challenges, especially the ones that we see and feel in the lives of women, and also those framed into national policies, legislation, and action plans, are directly related to persisting gender stereotypes, old obsolete social norms that are intertwined into, unfortunately, into some of the systems and practices. So these are, I would say, you know, the major causes. But then how they manifest, basically, we see in the world the share of women in leadership positions. It's still extremely low in governments, in parliament. The highest level it reaches, you know, in, for instance, Rwanda, surpassing 50%, but the global average still, you know, like, does not go beyond 30%, which is the minimum which was set within Beijing Platform for Action. Yeah, and we still see quite a huge room for improvement in the area of women's participation in the labor market, and of course in the world of, you know, private sector, private equity, and most importantly, what is now coming forward and which is absolutely critical for us to pay attention to, and how women are able and can participate in global decision making, in peace and security agenda, and there are very concrete evidences that with the increase of women's participation in peace talks, in peace negotiations, the lasting effect of peace agreements surpass the agreements and the terms which were negotiated through the usual setup.
All right. And with the obstacles, and also regardless of race, age, or background, how to ensure that all women in the world have access to equal opportunities?
One of the major, of course, areas where UN Women is focusing on, and so it is very clear from through our mandates. We have three major mandate areas, and those are global normative mandates, which we help our member states to translate into very concrete, you know, practices and actions through our operational mandate. And in order to achieve efficiency, we bring in our coordination mandate, bring the whole of UN and international development and national actors' efforts to actually achieve very concrete results. So through this mandate, we are supporting member states to make sure that policies are aligned, policies, legislations are aligned to this international normative framework. Those are translated into very concrete life experiences of women. And of course, the most important part is for the state to fully embrace the voices and practices that women offer, not only from the perspective of the challenges, but most importantly, from the perspective of what can be done, what is the offer of women, because in a way we approach women's voices, women's participation for attaining gender equality as a major vehicle for solving so many intractable problems that the whole world community is facing.
Okay. Now, we focusing in Indonesia. What do you think about gender equality here in Indonesia?
Yeah, that's definitely a very good question. I now speak about the 8th of March, and I'm sure many of the listeners and your constituencies also think about, okay, so what is the status of gender equality in the country? And Indonesia has recently has submitted its report to the UN on its accomplishment as well as remaining gaps on gender equality women's rights in the framework of Beijing 5 for Action. So some of the key remaining challenges on top of what was already achieved are women's participation in politics and leadership. Even though, you know, the progress is very concrete in terms of legislating quota for women's inner participation and increase in decision making through elected bodies, which is set at minimum 30%, we still see that share of women in legislative bodies remains around, you know, like 20%, a bit less than what the country has wanted to achieve. At the same time, we also see a similar, you know, share of women in decision-making in appointed bodies. And for the country, it's an important achievement that women started to actively engage. They're very visible. You know, Indonesian women leaders are very visible in global platforms. And we want to see more of those to be also confirmed and such practices to be further built by Indonesia at all levels of its governance and, of course, in its voice in international affairs. But when it comes to women's participation in the labor force, it stands around 53%, and from the data that we have, the progress somehow got stalled because this has been the data we've been seeing for the past 20 plus years. But there are very concrete already goals and measures put in place, and we are actually happy to see that Indonesia wants to make very concrete investments and efforts to increase share of women in labor force participation by 25%. And this would definitely bring about very concrete change, both in the lives of women, but also for the economic progression of the country in line with Vision 2045. And another area I must also indicate is, of course, around violence against women. There are still persisting challenges, both from, you know, like the stereotypes and social norms, but also from the perspective of what we can do more of and better of through, you know, more system coordinated actions for services, for prevention, and of course for challenging the overall social norms that prevail in some of the communities, which still do practice, you know, like harmful social practices against women and girls.
And hope Indonesian, more and more Indonesian women will be involved in, like what you said, in the decision making in the world and in other sectors. Like we have Ibu Retno Marsudi as a special envoy at the UN Water. Then more inspiring women from Indonesia. But how Indonesia can accelerate this gender equality? What steps that we can take both domestically and on the international stage?
This is something that I would say is already identified in the policies and strategies and, for instance, in the medium-term planning framework, BGMN, there is a very clear indicators about, you know, what needs to be done by the country for the country to actually succeed in terms of its development, including through bringing more equality, more empowerment for women. So from my perspective, what I wanted to add is there are a number of things where we definitely must have very concrete actions. One is we need increase of domestic resource allocation, and in different forms. So the country already has very good and strong basis on gender responsive budgeting. And now I think we have already come to a stage whereby gender responsive budgeting platform can already provide very concrete evidences and solutions toward how, by bringing the voices of women, men, girls, and those communities from more or less left behind, you know, like areas, can exercise their rights by bringing their practices, their solutions, into decision-making levels. Here, we see one of the important interventions that the government is already on the pathway to undertake is to create institutionalized spaces whereby they always invite the voices and perspectives of women, voices and perspectives of girls, youth, persons with disabilities, those living with HIV, you name it. And the most important part is to embrace the diversity of views and perspectives for us to be able to find solutions to this intractable problem. So that's what I see as a major importance. And of course, the role of society actors, international community, private sector, media, art, sports is absolutely essential so that, you know, on the pathway towards gender equality, we are not only inviting those usual actors, but the whole of society, joint action is absolutely critical.
Joint action, that's the key. Okay, and in this year's International Women's Day 2025, what special events or programs that will be held by the United Nations, especially United Nations Women in Indonesia?
That's an excellent question. And every year, you know, when we approach 8th of March, we always remind ourselves that this is not the only day or not the only month that we need to consolidate our actions and efforts. But indeed, of course, you know, throughout 12 months, this is indeed a special month. And for this year, we are commemorating by kicking off, together with the government, private sector, and many other actors, together, of course, you know, in partnership with our International Development Committee and civil society actors, an event joining a global community's effort called Ring the Bell. And it is done together with Indonesia Stock Exchange and International Finance Corporation, Global Compact, and Women's Council on Business to kick off this very important month. And there will be a number of, I don't think that I'll be able to go into a lot of details, but we have number of very important initiatives happening at the national level, subnational, local levels. And as I just said again, I mean, it's going to be throughout the month of March and throughout the year. And the important part that I wanted to also note here is Indonesia is very active at the international forum. And in Indonesia, a high-level representation delegates will be participating in this Committee on the Status of Women 69, which is kicking off early next week, participating in already set sessions, but also co-leading side events with a particular focus on what was the progress that Indonesia has actually managed to bring about, you know, to the global community, but also internally in domestic affairs.
Wow, really can't wait for enlivening the event. And final statement, please, for our listeners and viewers on this International Women's Day 2025, especially for all women around the world.
So on this special day, I actually have a lot to say, but I think the most important part is that it's a momentum when we really need to solidify our very concrete advocacies into very concrete actions. it is a wonderful momentum to solidify our commitment into very concrete investments throughout the country. And of course, we always talk about, okay, this is a momentum, but we need to turn this momentum into sustainable change in the lives of women, men, boys and girls, and all those communities who actually need and require this change today. And we stand in solidarity with women human rights defenders. We stand in solidarity with those who are at the forefront of finding solutions to these intractable problems. And yes, we are here to continue supporting all the great actions of Indonesia government in partnership with civil society, international development partners, and the whole society together.
Okay. Ms. Uzi, thank you so much for sharing your insight about this year's International Women's Day 2025. May we can realize the gender equality and accelerate the action. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Well, listeners, that's today's VOI talk on the occasion of International Women's Day with the UN Women Indonesia representative and liaison to ASEAN, Ms. Uzi Surenjamsrat. Stay tuned for more insightful interviews and dialogue on VOI talk from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, you just listened to the special interview on VOI Talk on the International Women's Day 2025 about accelerating action for gender equality. And to make the International Women's Day even more special, we have an Indonesian song by an Indonesian diva, namely Rosa, with the song telling about a woman that needs to be loved with all of their strengths and weaknesses. And this song is expected to invite the listener to appreciate woman who is always there supporting our life, our journey. What a beautiful song by Rosa called Wanita or Woman.
Money.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok, or Batok Crackers. The lyrics of Kerupuk Batok highlight Palembang's tourism and cuisines. It pictures the bustling Musi River banks, where people gather to eat while boats pass by. Although it's called Kerupuk Batok, which is crackers in Indonesian, the song also mentions various Palembang specialties such as pempek or fish cake, srikaya, rujak mie, tekwan, and many more. These unique flavors create unforgettable memories for visitors in Palembang. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok by Putri. Have a listening.
Yang sedetak sonyo, atau memang benar firasa ku bawa dirimu tak berubah, senyum berbeda. Dan benar saja ada hati lain yang kau jaga, seakan-akan ku tak bisa membaca. Kau buat seperti tak ada yang terluka. Lakukanlah semaumu sampai kau lelah menyakitiku. Sebisaku takkan mengusikmu, ku akan mencoba mengerti dirimu. Dan benar saja ada hati lain yang kau jaga, seakan-akan ku tak bisa membaca. Kau buat seperti tak ada yang terluka.
Hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hunkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Goyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Thank you.
Here is Newsline. Indonesian money market observer Ariston Chandra said concerns over the economic slowdown in the United States have strengthened the exchange rate of emerging markets, including rupiah. He told Antara State News Agency in Jakarta on Wednesday that the U.S. dollar index weakened to around 105.6, a level that hasn't been touched since early December 2024. The pressure on the U.S. dollar was caused by new import tariffs for Canada, Mexico, and China that have come into effect, which have raised concerns about an economic slowdown in the U.S. Commission 8 of the Indonesian House of Representatives held a working meeting with Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs to discuss the readiness for the implementation of the 2025 Hajj pilgrimage on Tuesday. Chairman of Commission 8 of the House, Marwan Dasopang, asked the Minister of Religious Affairs, Nazaruddin Umar, to coordinate with President Prabowo Subianto regarding budget efficiency. He encouraged the efficiency of the Ministry of Religious Affairs budget not to impact the 2025 Hajj pilgrimage and education in state Islamic schools. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Cinta ini ku beri hati.